Springfield Bishop Mitchell Rozanski said in the 2 weeks since he announced the proposed merger, he has met separately with the student bodies of both schools and started to assemble a group of advisors to work out the details of the merger.
We are moving along quickly on that.
Rozanski, speaking with reporters Monday during a visit to a family center in Turner's Falls, said 4 or 5 locations are being considered for the new high school, but he did not identify the sites.
I'm hoping that within the next month and a half to 2 months, we will have announced a placement for where the school will be built. I want that done before the end of this current school year and as soon as possible. So we're working on that. That's the number one goal.
The proposal to merge the two schools resulted from a study Rozanski ordered last year to determine what should become of Cathedral High School, which was forced from its longtime home in Springfield by the June 1st, 2011 tornado. Classes are being held in a former elementary school in suburban Wilbraham. Holyoke Catholic is located in a former parish school in Chicopee. The location lacks outdoor athletic fields and an auditorium. Cathedral has 217 students. Officials say enrollment had been steadily declining for years before the tornado left the school without a permanent home. Holyoke Catholic's enrollment is 245. Rozanski said he envisions a new high school would have a capacity for 500 to 600 students. Rozanski said during his meetings with the students, they asked insightful questions about how the merger would affect their respective schools.
In both schools, there were questions of concerns for the teachers, and it showed the students' love for the teachers there, their respect for the staff, and I was really very, very touched by the students' concern for the teachers.
Rozanski has tapped a former Massachusetts school superintendent, Paul Gagliarducci, to lead the initiative to merge the schools and pick a location to construct the new high school.
I know it's a very emotional and I know it's a very political situation and issue, but I think what the bishop wants me to do is, you know, look beyond today. I think he wants me to look 10, 15, 20 years from now and making sure that we made the right decision.
Emotions run high among alumni of Cathedral High School who, with the support of Springfield's political leadership, want a new high school built on the former Cathedral site on Surrey Road. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has taken a hard line about the site selection. He said he was surprised 2 weeks ago to learn that locations outside Springfield were being looked at. Sarno said he authorized spending $1.3 million to bus Cathedral students to Wilbraham with the expectation the tornado-ruined school would be rebuilt.
The only question was, after the tornado, was the diocese going to stay in the business of Catholic education? And if they were, they were going to rebuild at Surrey Road.
Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss would like to see the new high school built in his city. Koss has sent a presentation to the diocese suggesting the new school be built at the former Uniroyal tire plant. Millions of dollars have been spent over the last several years to demolish buildings and make the former industrial site ready for redevelopment.
What we've tried to do here is afford the diocese and the bishop and his committee another option.
A spokesman for the diocese confirmed church-owned property on Brush Hill in West Springfield was also under consideration as a possible site for the new high school. The diocese plans to use proceeds from a $50 million insurance settlement for tornado damage and funds from FEMA to build the new school. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.